WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Weather folks rely heavily on the view from space. Satellite images provide tremendous data resources, especially from data-sparse areas such as the oceans. The Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellites, or GOES, are owned and operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, while the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, manages the design, development, and launch of the spacecraft. Once the craft are launched, NOAA again resumes responsibility for the satellites. There are other geostationary satellites operated by other countries, which help to provide a satellite view covering the rest of the Earth. The two GOES satellites in geosynchronous orbit over the Atlantic and Pacific basins routinely provide multiple images from different spectral channels simultaneously. Each type of image offers certain advantages and disadvantages in analyzing the cloud field over the region of interest. Let's take a look at one of the most commonly used image types, and that's the infrared satellite imagery. Infrared satellite imagery, or IR, senses surface temperature of an object, whether that is a cloud top, an ocean, or the ground surface. IR imagery comes in a variety of color schemes depending on vendor preference. Television weather broadcasts commonly display IR imagery in simple, varying shades of white to identify where clouds exist on the background map. Advanced color schemes used for research and forecasting usually enhance colder temperatures with different colors. High thick cirrus clouds are very cold and show up well on these images. Mid-level clouds are less noticeable but still obvious. Low-lying stratus or fog, which can be almost as warm as the ground, often are difficult to identify on infrared images. Infrared images are independent of visible light and thus are available day or night, 24 hours a day. Looping a series of these images can offer valuable clues as to whether a system is strengthening or weakening based on whether the cloud tops are cooling or warming within the observed weather system. In the next episode, I'll take a look at another type of satellite imagery called the visible satellite imagery, which has some different benefits. Now remember, if you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email note to question@weatherbrains.com.